Have your Bible, turn with us tonight to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. We'll begin reading at verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. And the Word of God says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quiet ye like men, and be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that ye submit yourselves unto such that and to every one that helpeth with us and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge ye them that are such." Look at this tonight. I want to preach just a little while, if God will be my help. A question: how much do you care? How much do you care? As I think about this and I see how Paul, and now Paul here, and I'll try not to be long tonight. I know he had adult choir practice. A lot of folks have been here for a while. We see here Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. He's talking about taking up collection for the saints in Jerusalem, talking about doing that. That's right, amen, to help out the brethren. And he comes over here to verse 13 as he begins to give his closing instructions to the church at Corinth. And he begins to encourage them to encourage one another. Amen. He can begin to show them that compassion, that caring that we need to have for brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. And boy, I thank God for what we have right here in this place. I thank God that we love one another. Ain't ashamed to show it in our actions and our deeds. But Paul goes in verse 13 and he says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith." Now Paul is saying he said we need to watch. He's saying that we need to be sober, amen, and vigilant, just like Peter told us over in 1 Peter chapter 5. Peter tells us the same thing. Peter says that we need to watch. In verse 6 of 1 Peter chapter 5, he said, "Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." He said we need to come in humility while we're watching. Amen. Come with a humble heart, just to be that God would have us to be. He said, "Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you." He said, hey, while we're watching, and we got to realize that we need to come with a humility, and because he cares for us. Amen. And he goes on and he says in verse 8, now listen to this, he said, "Be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Amen. He's telling us here that we need to be sober, clear-minded. We need to think upon those things that's important to God. Amen. We get so caught up in the world and the worldliness. A lot of times, we forget to remember God. Amen. I know I do. You do. Amen. We get caught up in things that we have to do. But we need to never let the things get us so caught up that we forget to remember God. Amen. They says that to be sober and to be vigilant. Amen. That's a spiritual watchfulness that we need to have. We need that today. We need to be spiritually watchful, praise God, or the devil will come in and defeat you. The devil will sneak in unawares. Amen. He's subtle. He's a subtle rascal. He comes in ever so slightly. Amen. Just a little at a time. But he said if we're vigilant, praise God, we can cut him off at the pass. Amen. Amen. He said because your adversary hits our opponent, the devil, our accuser, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, wanting to swallow up and destroy and cast into hell. But now listen, verse 9, he says, "Whom resist," amen, a military term. That's what that is. It means to stand fast. Amen. It means to hold your ground, amen, without giving. He said, that's what we got to do to the devil. He said, we can't just break ranks and run, praise God, every time the devil comes along. Every time something comes along that might want to discourage us. He said, we just got to stand firm upon a precious word of God. But he said, whom resist steadfastly in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Amen. The same things is happening all over this land. Amen. Hey, listen, there's nothing unique, praise God, in the devil's arsenal. these things as afflictions and things that's happening to every one of us. There's not a home tonight that's not exempt from some kind of attack of the devil. Amen? We've all been apt to be attacked by the devil tonight. But praise God, He said, hey, don't let you discourage you, because there's a lot of folks being attacked. But He said there's a lot of folks that's standing their ground. Amen? They're holding the line as good soldiers, praise God, and they're not giving in, and they ain't giving up. Praise the Lord. Praise God. He goes on, and He said, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that He hath suffered a while. See, there's a limit on the suffering. Amen? The old devil in this old world can only make you suffer so much, and then the Lord's going to take you out of here. Bless His holy name. He said, make you perfect. That's an adjustment. Amen? Establish you. Strengthen and settle you. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So He says, Paul's saying, just like Peter did, he said, hey, let's stand a good fight of faith. He said, just hold your ground. He said, hold your place in the line, praise God. Because if you break ranks, you're going to make a place for the devil to get through. But He said, just watch you and stand fast in the faith. In 2 Thessalonians, He tells us about that standing fast. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, He said, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Praise the Lord. He said, whereunto ye called, he called you by our gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now look at verse 15. He said, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions of which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. He said, Paul says it in Thessalonians. He said, hey, just hold your ground. Amen. He said, don't give an inch, praise God. Stand up for what's right. Amen. Hold the line, praise God. Amen. He said, now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, and God even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, if you're just willing to stand your ground. Amen. He said, God will work in you and through you, praise God, in everything that you do, every word and every work, praise God, to establish you. Bless His holy name. What a Savior we got tonight, amen. What hope and help. Glory to God. But He says, quiet you like men. In other words, you know what He's saying? He said, just act like men. Amen. He's just act like men. Just bone up, praise God, and just be men. Amen. Or ladies, whatever you might be, praise God. He said, just strengthen up. Stand up to the task. He says, quiet you like men and be strong. He said, just reach out and just grab that empowerment that God has for you. God has an empowerment for you, but praise God, you know what we do? A lot of times we let that slide, don't we? I mean, God wants to empower us. God wants to help us. God wants to encourage us. But a lot of times we don't reach out and take hold of that He has for us. But He goes on here and he said, let all your things be done with charity. He said, whatever you do, He said, do it with love. Amen? He said, whatever you do, he said, if you're going to stand and you're going to stand fast, you're going to hold your line, He said, hey, you're going to have to do it because of love. Amen? Because you love. Because you love somebody. Because you love people. Because you love the church. Because you love the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if you're going to stand, praise God, and having done all, stand, He said, you're going to have to do it with a heart of love. Amen. That's what we got to do today, young'uns. This is where the rubber meets the road. And as Peter's talking to the Corinthians, he said, hey, anything that you do, praise God, he said, do it all because you love. A love in your heart. And then he goes on in verse 15, he said, I beseech you, brethren, you know the household of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia. Now that first fruits. And he says, now pay attention, brother. He said, I beseech you, I beg you. He said, you know the household of Stephanas. He said, it's the first fruits of Achaia. Now Achaia is part of Asia. It's actually a part of Greece. Amen? And he said, it's the first fruits of that region. Now, the first fruits is that's begin to be a sacrifice. Amen? The first fruits. Remember, Jesus Christ is the first fruits of the resurrection. Amen? He was that first sacrifice that had to be made. Amen? He was that sacrifice. And he said, these here, sir, are the first fruits of a cake. He said, those are those that's begin to make a sacrifice. I want to say, praise God, being a child of God comes with sacrifice. Amen. I want to say to that, hey, it's not all about me and it's not all about you, but praise God, it's about the brother and sister Christ. It's about coming alongside somebody and giving somebody some help, the encouragement. Amen. It's not about beating down, but it's about lifting up. And he said, the house of Stephanus, that is the first fruit of Acadia. He said, they begin to make sacrifices. And he said, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Amen? He said, hey, listen, have you ever heard of, hey, you know what addiction is? Hey, it's like that old drug addict that's addicted to his drugs. And he's gonna do all he can to be able to take care of that addiction. He's going to lie or cheat or steal or whatever he has to do to fulfill that addiction. It's like that old drunkard that needs that drink. Amen? And he's addicted to that alcohol. And he's going to do whatever it takes to get that next drink. Amen? And he said, hey, Paul says, hey, listen, old Stephanus and his household, praise God, are the first fruits. They made sacrifices. And they, praise God, they've become addicted to the ministry of the saints. Amen? Amen. Whatever it takes, praise God, to be able to help somebody else along the way, praise God, said they're going to do it. They're going to sacrifice if they have to help someone along the way. Amen. What does that mean? It means to pour themselves out. He said they've addicted themselves. In other words, they've poured themselves out. Amen. Poured out like water, praise God, because that love they have. They've addicted themselves to ministering to someone else. You know, we're bad that we want to minister to me. I want to minister to me, don't you? I like taking care of me. Me's pretty important. But he said, hey, listen, you know what they did? He said, the house of Stephanus said, they loved the Lord so much, and they loved the brethren and sent Christ so much. Hey, praise God, if they was willing to just pour out, praise God, they were sacrificed, praise God, so they could pour out to those in need. Amen. And God just blessed them on purpose. Amen. And now notice what he says. He says, I beseech you, brethren. And then you go on and he tells us about Stephanus and his house and his first fruits and his addiction. And then that men and men, they've addicted themselves. They poured themselves out, amen, in a ministry to the saints. But he said, I beseech you, brethren, that you submit yourself unto such. Amen. He said, I beseech you, I desire you that you submit yourself to those, praise God, that pour themselves out for the ministry. Can you imagine what would take place if everybody had a heart's desire to pour themselves out, put themselves into the ministry, to love one another, to encourage one another along the way, to help where we can, amen. Well, how God can bless. And I believe that's why he does, because we try to be there for one another. But he says that you submit. Now that word that is, it's pretty a persuasive word. It's not only a word of demonstration, but it's a word of force. He said that you submit. In other words, he said you demonstrate, amen, and you use whatever means it has, praise God, to fall in line at these that's trying to minister for the cause of Christ, minister to the saints of God, amen, so that God can get glory out of it all. Amen. You don't do it to get praise and honor here. Hello? We don't minister, praise God. But you know what? We're so busy, we ain't got time. You say, well, preacher, I ain't got time for God. God help us. If we ain't got time for God, if we ain't got time to minister, then we're messing up. Amen. Hey, when we minister, that's when God can bless us. Amen. When we begin to pour out and we begin to give of ourselves. But he said that you submit yourself unto such. In other words, such as are this kind. Amen? You remember the Bible over there and the books, Acts, different places. It talks about those that are that kind. Talking about the Jesus kind, those that's following the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? He said, Paul says here to the Corinthians, he said, I want you to fall in line with these. Amen? And he said, I want you to labor together and I want you to submit yourself that are such as these. Amen. Hey, this kind of people, the kind that's willing to minister, praise God. He said, I just want you to fall in with them and let them show you how it's done. Amen. I wonder what God happened if I wonder if we really care enough tonight, praise God, to fall in beside somebody and say, you know what? I just want to help you minister. Amen. God began to do that mighty work that He wants to. And He goes on and says, not only that you submit yourselves unto such, He said, and to everyone that helpeth with us and labors. He said, hey, submit yourself not only to just those that minister and praise God, that's addicted themselves to ministry. Amen. They love it and they love to give and they love to help and they love to be where they're needed. He said, not only do you fall in line, submit yourself to them, but He said, anyone else that's willing to help. Amen. That's where it starts. It starts with a willingness to help. A willingness to put yourself out there and say, hey, what can I do? But sometimes we have to ask, if we really care, we have to ask ourselves, what can I do? And I guarantee you, praise God, if you ask that, ask the Lord about that, and He'll show you. Amen? I talked to me and my wife, and I was telling her a while back, you know, we pray and just about every night when I pray, and I ask God to bless the food and thank Him for the food and bless the food we're about to see. And I said, Lord, please, you know, if it be Your will, don't let nobody go to bed hungry, Lord. I pray. But, you know, I told her the other night, I said, you know, what do we do about that? Amen? These missions right here in Buncombe County that's feeding people every day. I told her, we got to get hooked up. We got to find us one that's reputable, and we're going to have to start helping. Amen. Old James, he said, hey, you show me your love without works, and He'll show you. He said, I'll show you the love of God by my works. Amen. It means, hey, taking and putting it where the rubber meets the road. Amen. So I told her, we got to find us one. Go find us one this week, praise God, where we can send them a little bit or go and help, whatever we need to do. Because if not, their prayers is in vain. When God says, when He nudges your heart and says, hey, why don't you offer to help? Amen. I got a thing from through the mail the other day. They want to feed some children in some far-off country, somewhere in Africa or something. And they said for like $30, you could feed over 300 meals for $30. And I thought, oh, God, help. And he said for like $50 or $60, you could offer 1,000 meals. Feed 1,000 meals for $60. And I thought, you know, here in America, we've got food. We can do the same thing. But it's just a matter of how much we care. We say that we do. But you know why we don't? We do care. We would like to help. But you know what the problem is? It's like me. My situation. I don't know how to proceed. So what I got to do, praise God, I'm saying, you know what? I want to be a part of a ministry. I want to be a help to somebody. And praise God, I've got to get a hold of some people. I've got to figure out what I need to do. Amen? So that I can be a partaker in this work. So when I pray at night and say, Lord, please don't let them go to bed hungry. Amen. And praise God, that I can know that I'm doing something about it for the glory of God. Amen. If I've got the means and I don't offer the means, I don't offer to help them. Who am I? Amen. But he said, hey, listen to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. That means that laboreth. You know what laboring is? It's hard work. Amen. That's what laboring means. It means hard work. It means getting in there and getting after it. Amen. It's about having an idea and having a thought and God putting a desire in your heart and you going out there, praise God, and taking care of business. Amen. Laboring hard. See, that's what Amanda's going to be doing in a couple of days. This coming week, she's due. And good Lord willing, she's going to go into hard labor and she's going to deliver this baby. Amen. Going to be a lot of hard work in this delivery. Amen. It's going to be, but when it's all done, see, it's going to be a labor of love. Like I was, hey, listen, when that little old fella comes out and she begins to take her first breath and she begins to cry and they get her cleaned up and they put her in Greg's arms and the man that looks around there and sees him with that little old girl, amen, all that labor will be forgot about and all they'll think about is how much they're going to love that little girl. Amen? See, that's the way it ought to be. He said, hey, those are addicted to love, those that love the Lord Jesus Christ and want to do something for Him, He said, it's there to be done. All we got to do is just join together, join up, praise God, and go for the gold. Amen. God said He'd give us desires for hearts. For hearts is right. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it's just a little church. We couldn't do much. Hogwash. Amen. A little bit. It's a whole lot if God's in it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You take and offer up 1,000 meals. Praise God. God multiply that like He did the bread and the fishes. The loaves and the fishes. Bless His holy name. Thank God. Paul goes on and says, I am glad for the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus for that which was lacking on your part. He said there was a deficit there. Now listen to me. I'm going to hurry. I'm going to be done in a minute. He said there was a deficit there. There was a need that wasn't fulfilled. He said, because of these folks come alongside and Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, he said, Stephanas couldn't fulfill all the need and Fortunatus couldn't either and Achaicus, but you know what they did? He said they pulled their resources together and he said there was a deficit there. There was a space that needed to be filled. There was a need that needed to be taken care of. And he said they pulled their resources and they took care of it and supplied the need. Amen. See, what happens so many times, the old devil, he's a roaring lion, and he wants to devour and tear up and destroy, and he'll come along and tell you, well, you can't do much. That's what he does all the time. He comes along, he says, well, you know, you can't do much. There's not a whole lot you can do. But I tell you what, when we come together under the envelope of the body of believers, and we put our faith and trust in the Lord, we can move mountains. Amen. We can do anything that we put our mind to. Praise God. The devil says you can't, but Jesus says we can. Amen. Jesus said, well, you know, you can't even get to see your family saved. But Jesus said you can. Amen. You just have faith in me. That old Philippian jailer. Amen. He thought the prisoners escaped. He thought his days was done. He done pulled his sword and was going to fall upon it and end it. And Paul said, I jumped out and said, hey, well, wait a minute. We're right here. You don't do yourself no harm. And he looked at him and he said, brothers, he said, what must I do to be saved? Amen. He said, just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And he said, he'll save you and your household. You know what? We sell ourselves short. We think, I can't do much. I want to tell you what you can do. You can fall in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. You can addict yourself, praise God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the ministry for the Lord, and praise God. Listen, if you could commit yourself, like Brother Rex is talking about, submitting and committing to Him, praise God, He'll change your life. Amen. And when He changes your life, He'll change everything around you. Amen. Some things you'll begin to see to get rid of. Some things you'll begin to see that you need to bring in. And God will begin to change your landscape. Amen. He'll do it. Praise God, and He'll do it for the glory of God. But He said, that which was lacking on your part, they have the supplied. Amen. He said, what they've done? He said, hey, what you couldn't furnish? He said, they've come and they've supplied it. They fixed that place that was in a deficit, and everything now is complete. He said, you know what? I look around and said, I think we've got everything we need. Amen? Hey, we've got everything we need, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. But he said, hey, if we just make ourselves available, if we addict ourselves, praise God, fall in line with these that addicted ourselves, we can come into the place where we need to be. He says, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Amen? I wonder what old Stephanas thought about over at the house. He said, you know what? I was thinking about old Brother Paul the other day. He's probably got some needs. And, you know, we've been ministering here and said, I've got a little bit of stuff left over here that I could donate. And old Fortunatus, he said, well, you know what? Brother Stephen says, I've got a little bit of stuff too. He said, Lord just blessed us on purpose, and so I've got a little bit. And old Achaicus, he said, well, you know what, fellas? He said, you know what? God's been gracious. He said, I've got some over here too. And he said, well, you know what? If we put just a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but if we put it together. And Paul got to looking at it. He said, glory to God. He said, there was a deficit. He said, but we don't lack nothing now. Amen. For the work that we're doing. Amen. See, it's a devil that deceives us and thinks we can't. But Jesus is there to tell us, praise God, that we can. With a little help from the Lord. He said, they have refreshed my spirit. Do you imagine old Paul, beaten and ragged as he was? Amen. He said, praise God. It's like somebody opened up a window and the sweet spirit of God just blowed through. Amen. He said, sometimes you just almost lose your confidence in mankind. And then all of a sudden some folks will come along and they'll just give you that fresh breath of renewance. Amen. And then he goes on. Now listen to what he says. He said, therefore acknowledge ye them that are such or of this kind. Amen. He says, hey, listen. He said that you'd submit yourself to those that are this kind. Those that have addicted themselves to the ministry. And then he closes out and he said, acknowledge ye them that are of this kind. He said, just acknowledge those around you. Have addicted themselves to the ministry. Just acknowledge them. Say, you know what? I believe they're a worker for Jesus. I believe they wanting to see the will of God. I believe they wanting to see the blessings of the Lord upon somebody else. See, we like it when God's a blessing us. But boy, I tell you what, church, listen to me. They ain't nothing like being a pastor, church, and when God's a blessing you. Amen. They ain't nothing like that. Well, that turns my soul inside out, praise God. When I see God begin to bless you, and you begin to get blessed because you want to be a blessing to someone else. And boy, I tell you, it's just reciprocal. Amen. It just gets going and it's coming. Praise God, you come in here and you just got to can't help it. Because God's just a blessing you on every hand. And Paul says, hey, listen, he said, how much do you care? He said, how about falling in line here? He said, pay attention to what's going on. He said, just stand fast and just see the salvation of the Lord. See what God can do in your life when you put yourself out there just a little bit and make a little bit of a sacrifice and pour yourself out and pour yourself into something that's worthwhile. I was thinking on this the other day, and I thought, you know, we work so hard at a lot of things that we do. We put absolute every bit of our effort into some projects and things that we do. But I wonder what it would accomplish if we put the same kind of effort into our work for the Lord. Just pour it out, just on occasion even. Just pour it ourselves out like we do for the things that we want to accomplish in this old world. Just imagine what God could do if we'd pour out that kind of energy into our homes, our families, our lives, our situation, those people around us. Reach out and touch somebody. Pay it ahead. Amen. There's a country song I heard a while back. And I don't ever listen to country music, but somehow or another, there was a song somewhere I heard. And there was this fellow was driving down the road, and there was a lady in a Cadillac or a Mercedes. She broke down, had a flat tire. And he stopped to help her. Said when he got her tire changed, and it was a bad night, and got her tire changed, she said, well, how much do I owe you? He said, you don't owe me nothing. Said, just pay it ahead. Just offer a blessing ahead. And said the woman went on down the road, and she come to a diner a little ways down the road. And she was kind of hungry, so she pulled in there to get her a bite to eat. And said the little waitress come, and she's kind of like Amanda. She was great with child. And she'd been on her feet all day, and she could tell her she was tired. So she brought the bill out and said, the woman reached into her purse, and the bill wasn't much, but she reached into her purse, pulled out a $100 bill, and put that down there. And she said, hey, he said, you don't owe me nothing. She said, just pay it ahead. Amen. And said, that little woman, she said, she gets up, you know, you've probably heard the song, and she goes home, and it's late at night. By the time she gets there, and she crawls into bed with her husband, and she snuggles in, and she whispers in his ear, and her husband's name's Joe. The name of the guy was the one that was in there that helped the woman with the spare tire. And he crawls in bed and she says, Joe, it's going to be okay. Amen. Why? Because they paid it ahead. Amen. Always wanting to do something for somebody else. Amen. Listen, we're a selfish people. No, I'm a selfish person. I like to take care of me. But what if we begin to be less selfish? We start taking care of other people and putting others first, putting our family first, putting our loved ones first, putting our loved ones first, praying for them, amen, and doing what it takes to try to get them in. Amen. How much, but it all hinges on how much do we care? How much do you care tonight? How many do you want to see get in? How many do you want to see get help? There's multitudes of opportunities out here. Amen. We just got to pray, seek God's face, amen, and just see which way He wants us to go. Multitude upon multitude of opportunity. But it's just how much do we care? How much do you care tonight? Well, wouldn't it be something we could just come ask God, you know, say, Lord, what would you have me to do? How could you, Lord, would you just help me to be addicted to the ministry? To just make it so exciting in my soul to help others that I forget about myself. Amen? I wonder what God would do in this little assembly of believers if we just pour ourselves out, amen, like on Stephanus. If we just pour ourselves out and say, look, I'm just addicted. See, I just can't get enough of helping somebody else. I wonder what God would do. I wonder what God could do.